And the winners are Alaska, Nevada, New York, North Dakota, Texas, and Virginia. Out of 25 applicants, these six states were named by federal officials to develop test sites for drones, with the goal of sharing the skies with commercial aircrafts by the end of 2015. However, technical hurdles and privacy concerns remain in a program that's already a year behind schedule.
It's really alarming and it's really distressing to think of these drones flying overhead, looking on people, you know, all moments of the day, and it raises serious questions about issues of privacy.
Congress is currently in recess, but its members and other politicians have been lobbying intensely to bring the work to their states. While representatives hope that the testing will draw in companies interested in cashing in on the fledgling industry, others are concerned about the murkiness of the standard rules and regulations put in place. The FAA has approved several hundred permits for university research and public uses, including 80 law enforcement agencies, and a remote pilot is required for each aircraft.
You know, we really are in a point right now as a nation where we are walking towards the path of having routine surveillance in the air of Americans' public activities. This legislation passed by Congress paves the way for a profound change in Americans' public life.
Each team will focus on a particular area. The University of Alaska plans to work on state monitoring, navigation, and safety standards. Nevada will study standards for operators and certification requirements, among other things. New York will research how drones and passenger aircraft will sense and avoid each other. North Dakota plans to develop airworthiness data and validate the reliability of links between pilots and unmanned aircraft. Texas will work on the development of safety systems, and Virginia's Polytechnic Institute and State University, which also has test locations in New Jersey, plans to test failure modes and technical risks. Susan Madaris, Press TV, New York.